This year marks the 75th anniversary of the birth of the late Edward Abbey. Abbey was author of several classics of Southwest literature and an inspiration for many people. A new profile of Edward Abbey has just been published. It's written by a man who came to know Abbey from the hours the two spent around campfires, on hiking trails, and driving all over the Southwest in their beat-up pickup trucks. Paul Ingalls has our story.
This is my truck, the 1977 Chevy truck that Ed and I trailed around in a lot.
62-year-old Jack Leffler resembles a summertime Southwestern Santa Claus in shorts, T-shirt, and neck bandana. He stands outside his home on the outskirts of Santa Fe, resting his hand proudly on the road-weary chocolate-brown pickup that's an active character in his new book, Adventures with Ed, A Portrait of Abbey.
And actually, Ed's last night above ground was spent right there in the bed of that truck.
On March 14, 1989, Ed Abbey died, surrounded by family and friends in his Tucson cabin. Leffler zipped Abbey's body up in a sleeping bag, set it in a box of dry ice in the truck bed, and with the help of other Abbey friends, headed to a secret remote site in the Sonoran Desert to bury him. As Leffler quotes in his book, Abbey himself had spelled out the funeral instructions in a 1981 journal entry when his health began to fail.
No undertakers wanted. No embalming, for God's sake. No coffin. Just a plain pine box hammered together by a friend, or an old sleeping bag or tarp will do. I want my body to help fertilize the growth of a cactus, or a cliff rose, or sagebrush.
An appropriate last wish for a man whose writing often championed the cause of the environment. Abbey's burial is the last of the adventures with Ed that Leffler chronicles in the book. Both Leffler and Abbey moved west from different points in the rural East. They often took seasonal work as fire lookouts that put them close to the wilderness they both passionately wanted to protect. When the two finally met in the late 60s, they shared much in common and became best friends. Abbey went on to gain fame as a writer of essays and novels like Desert Solitaire, Black Sun, The Brave Cowboy, and his most famous, The Monkey Wrench Gang, whose characters engaged in industrial sabotage, battling man-made developments that were overtaking the wild. Leffler says Abbey didn't just write about eco-shenanigans.
No, he was an activist. He did, we called it night work.
Details of Abbey's or Leffler's own night work are purposefully scant in the book to protect both his friend and himself. There are some tales of cutting down billboards and hints at disabling land-clearing bulldozers and coal-toting trains and trucks that Abbey saw as the tools of man's environmental degradation. And there are several references to a recurring Abbey fantasy.
His great thought, and this is not something I'm suggesting here, but many's the time Ed considered taking out the Glen Canyon Dam. He saw Glen Canyon before it filled up and became like Powell, or like Fowl, as Ed called it. That led to so many various other dire consequences for the Southwest that it was, from his point, pretty hopeless and futile.
Abbey called for divine intervention at one point on the dam. Leffler reads from his book.
In 1970, we stood on the bridge that spans the canyon immediately south of Glen Canyon Dam.
Are you a praying man, Leffler?
Not particularly.
Are you willing to join me in prayer?
What prayer?
For an earthquake to shake that dam loose once and for all.
I'll pray for that, I said. Abbey and I got down on our knees and prayed as hard as we could. Ed prayed aloud while I chanted. After several minutes, we gave it up.
Can you still visualize that?
Oh, yeah.
Can I ever?
There were a lot of people there, and there was including a ranger. They thought we were a couple of nuts, and who knows, probably we were.
Abbey bristled at detractors who labeled his night work sabotage eco-terrorism.
The distinction is quite clear and simple.
Leffler reads from one of his interviews with Ed Abbey.
Sabotage is an act of force or violence against material objects, machinery, in which life is not endangered or should not be. Terrorism, on the other hand, is violence against living things, human beings and other living things.
I consider myself almost an absolute egalitarian.
Edward Abbey, recorded by Leffler in 1983.
I think that all human beings deserve equal regard or consideration. And I'm saying that that respect should be extended to each living thing on the planet. The mountain lions and the rattlesnakes and the coyotes and plant life. I think a tree, a shrub, deserves respect and sympathy as a living thing.
Is it
still emotional for you to hear his voice again?
Well, it's interesting, Paul, because when I'm hiking, I still hear Ed talking to me when I'm walking down a familiar trail that we've both gone through or gone down. Ed was my best friend, and fortunately, I've got enough of Ed scattered around here and there that I can refer to it. So to me, he's dead, but he's also very much alive.
While Loeffler's book is mostly a celebration of their friendship, he allows Ed Abbey's contradictions to seep through. Although against overpopulation, Abbey married 5 times and had 5 children. And despite his defense of the environment, in one of the book's episodes, he's tossing empty beer bottles out the truck window.
He himself was a human, with the human foibles that many of us have, and was not a perfect being. But I will say this, he was a man of great honor, and he really did pursue the truth. And the truth as he saw it was is that we're in deep trouble on this planet. And it's up to all of us to turn that around if it's even possible.
Jack Loeffler's Adventures with Ed, A Portrait of Abbey, is published by the University of New Mexico Press. For Living on Earth, I'm Paul Ingalls.
You're listening to NPR's Living on Earth.